This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, January 22nd. God's word to you today is questions. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 4, verse 40, and it says, "As the sun went down that evening, people throughout the village brought sick family members to Jesus. No matter what their diseases were, the touch of his hand healed everyone." Matthew 15, verse 30 says, "A vast crowd brought to him people who were lame, blind, crippled, those who couldn't speak, and many others. They laid them before Jesus, and he healed them all." Mark 1, verse 34 says, "So Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases. He cast out many demons." We see from scriptural accounts that in some places, Jesus healed everybody. In another, Jesus heals many. Yet in another place, Jesus healed a few. Hence, we wrestle with the same question the leper also wrestled with, which is it always God's will to heal? I have had people say to me, "What if it is not God's will to heal me, or heal my family, or my relative, or my child?" The leper came to Jesus and said, "If you are willing, you can make me whole. I know you are able, but I'm not sure if you're willing." This is paraphrased. Most times, we do not doubt God's power and ability to get things done, but we doubt his willingness to do it. Is God always willing to heal us? 3 John 1 verse 2 from the KJV says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." God is not only willing, but God is also passionate about healing. Jesus' response to that leper was more or less, "Of course, I'm willing. Why do you think I'm here? What do you think I came for?" This is paraphrased. The Son of God was manifest so that he will destroy the works of the devil. This can be found in 1 John 3, verse 8. So how can God choose not to heal some people when he already paid the price for the healing? It is just like saying, "Was the blood of Jesus enough for all sins, or is it only sufficient for some sins?" Or like saying, "I want to surrender my life to Jesus, but I do not know if it is God's will for me to be saved." This probably sounds ridiculous to people that know God. Yet, it begs the question, how come some people do not get healed? This is one of the things that I used to wrestle with a lot, particularly when the Holy Spirit said we should start the God Will Do It Again service a decade ago. I was torn. What about those people who do not get healed for several reasons? Because my heart was with them. There was a time I wanted to stop doing the God Will Do It Again service. I said to God, "I thank you for those you are healing, but what about the people you have not healed? I do not want to raise anyone's hopes if you are not going to heal them." The third reason was, I did not want to look like a fraudster. So no more God Will Do It Again service, O God of heaven. I wrestled with this very deeply with God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. For you are the one I praise. Oh, you are the one I praise.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.